The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, and welcome back. And I hope some of you out there who are listening from North Carolina, certainly the ravaged part, and Eastern Tennessee are doing better. We all really mourn the losses that you've suffered, certainly of homes, property, but most of all of loved ones. There's nothing that we as Americans can really do, and I think that said, the best part of this is what Americans there and coming in from outside areas have done to help other Americans. We've realized again that the government is a fraud, that FEMA is not concerned or capable or being allowed to do what it was theoretically invented to do, and that's to help American people. American people help American people. And that's, if there's a good part to this tragedy, that's what it is, and that is commonly the case. When humans are left to their own devices and not programmed around the clock, they'll usually stand up and help their fellow citizens, no matter what their political affiliations, race, doesn't matter, religion. Americans are unique in that. They've always helped and been concerned about their fellow citizens, and that's great. William Gein is here. William was there. He saw it. And I think, did you come away with any good feeling about there's still something left, something to be said about American values and concern? That had to be a little bit inspiring, right?
Well, I mean, long before the Harris-Biden Democrats landed and started doing showy giveaways of money, which they don't have enough of because they gave it to illegals. I mean, FEMA doesn't have enough money for Americans in disasters because of all of the housing and transportation and food.
$40,000 a year minimum, correct? Isn't that it? $40,000 a year minimum?
I'm not sure what the total numbers are. I've heard a lot of different numbers, and the numbers at this point are just, we know they're staggeringly high and excessive and should have never happened. And one of the things, James O'Keefe has a new movie documentary out called Line in the Sand, and I watched it last night, and I highly recommend, if you want to see up close and personal where that FEMA money went, check out O'Keefe's Line in the Sand. But, you know, we've done a good job. A lot of our small towns are back open. Some are still not. We've got the first snow on the mountains that just started dropping on there last night, so we've got people with shelter and heating needs, and it's going to be a lot of big rebuild. But, you know, what we need to focus on now is stopping the Harris-Biden-Democrat disaster, because I honestly believe that if the Democrats win in less than 20 days, it's going to be a bigger disaster than Helene ever could be, except it'll be for the whole country, and it will be irreversible.
The end of America. You're right. It's the end of America, and it will be irreversible. The communists will take over, and we'll all have a boot on our necks the day after the inauguration.
Which brings us to tonight's main focus, the main course, the main request. You know, a lot of passionate people listen to this program, and we've asked them to do different things, and we mentioned this on the last show, but I want to put this right here at the beginning. I think anybody in the country can do this, but especially if you are listening or you know somebody in the seven swing states of Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, and North Carolina. If you are a registered voter or you know a registered voter in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, or North Carolina, immediately, but definitely before the deadline on October 21st, that's in what, 5 days? We've got 5 days left to do this. We need to get everybody we can to petition.theamericapac.org. That's petition.theamericapac.org. And sign Elon Musk's online petition in support of the First and Second Amendments. And please, please put my old email, don't put me on any email spam list, please, but put my old email in the referral link, which is billgheen@AOL.com. That's billgheen@AOL.com. And for each one of you in those seven states that does this, I'll get $47. Now, you don't get paid to sign it, and I didn't get paid to sign it. Right. But the way this works is that once you have signed it, if you want to get others in those seven states to sign this document over the next 5 days, and you get them to put in your referral email or the cell number that you signed the petition with, the petition has to line up with an actual voter registration out there. So you want to put in the mailing address, same as your voter registration, you will get $47. If you go, if you're in one of these seven states and you spend the next 5 days walking down the street or grabbing a candidate or going to outside the perimeter at an early voting station or grabbing a list from the local board of elections or calling old friends on your cell phone, you know, get 100 people to pop your info in there and make close to $5,000. Elon Musk has the money. I believe he's going to pay what he says he wants to pay. Elon Musk has more money than he could ever spend in five lifetimes. But he's paying $47 because, A, 47th presidency. B, he has a need or a desire to communicate with a much larger audience outside of Twitter into the swing states. Now, why should you support Elon Musk and his petition and what he's trying to do? Well, one, if you care about the First and Second Amendment, so does Elon Musk. And those things are in danger. Those things are in jeopardy. You know that from listening to this program. And you're helping Elon Musk hopefully succeed protecting our First and Second Amendment rights. Two, if you like Donald Trump, Elon Musk is supporting Donald Trump and trying to elect him. If you like Republicans, Elon Musk is trying to elect Republicans.
Right.
Three, the broadest issue of them all is if you don't like Democrat, Socialist, Communists, neither does Elon Musk, and the purpose of this petition isn't just to make a statement. He wants cell numbers, he wants emails, he wants addresses of people he can influence in the swing states against the Democrats. Elon Musk has made it very clear, and I'm going to tell you what his position is, as I understand it, and then I'm going to tell you where me and Elon differ a little bit. And Elon is saying that everybody has to get out there and vote against the Democrats this year. Because if the Democrats win this year, they're going to turn tens of millions of illegals into citizens and voters, and no election will ever matter again. The seven swing states, Pennsylvania, Georgia,
true.
Nevada, Arizona,
I wish
Michigan,
we'd
Wisconsin,
call
Indiana.
Them communists instead of Democrats. I just don't think they deserve the title. Democrat, communists, how's that? Whatever. Go ahead.
Well, I think that the main driving force behind the 2024 election, I hope and I pray, is a repudiation and rebuking of the Democrats. It's one thing to ask, you know, a guy who lives in a tough neighborhood in Los Angeles to go vote for Republicans or Donald Trump. It's another thing to say, hey, don't show up for the Democrats this time. And that's exactly what we're hearing from a lot of black and Hispanic males who are not down with the trans movement, the genital mutilation of children, the whole hypocrisy of the left, the terrible economy, but I digress. Elon Musk says that everybody has to get out there and vote this year like their lives depend on it, because if the Democrats win and succeed, then there will no Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, North Carolina will no longer be swing states. They will all be as solid blue as Democrat California permanently. Now, where me and Elon differ a little bit, and maybe Elon knows this, and maybe he's pushing this aside, maybe he thinks there's still a way that we can swamp the vote, is what Trump calls it, that we have so many people that repudiate the Democrats that even their cheating can't save them. I'm not as optimistic about that, because I think with the 10 million new illegals that Kamala and Biden just imported on top of the 20-plus million we already had, they have more than enough illegal aliens, then combined with 30, 40 million non-citizens otherwise to vote for them. I think they have more than enough non-citizens to steal the 2024 elections and take permanent and full control of the United States in 20 days. However, I'm willing to fight and do everything I can and fight smart, because we're losing, what, 5 or 6% of our operational time between now and November 5th every day that's passing right now. And I think that people signing petition.theamericapac.org is a great idea. And putting in my old email, billgheen@AOL.com, B-I-L-L-G-H-E-E-N at AOL.com, is a great idea. Because what if 100 people out there listening to this show were to do this? I mean, first of all, I would take the money, if I got paid, and pay off part of the Sam's Club debt I racked up carrying relief aid to the people in the mountains. I got a little overexcited with the credit card there by the time I was rolling into the hills. But it would be nice. It would be nice. I would take the rest of it and put it into my meager little Roth IRA that is nowhere near me ever being able to retire from doing this, maybe when I'm 90. So, but it's something that everybody out there that's in these states that are constantly saying, well, I can't donate to a candidate. I can't hardly feed myself. I can't do anything. I can't do anything. I can't do anything. Let me tell you something. If I was unemployed and I was in one of these seven swing states, I'd just walk down the neighborhood for about an hour every day until I had 5 or 6 people signed a day for the next 5 days. I mean, think about it. Can you get one person to sign a petition in an hour? If you are, then you're making $47 an hour. Trump has set the bar very high on this, but people need to understand that it's not a scam. It's not some type of thing that you heard about on the internet that doesn't pan out and it's going to lead back to India. This is his political action committee. He has the money. And what I believe will start happening is after October 1st, the people that signed this petition in the swing states will probably start getting some text messages and emails from Elon Musk. And people are like, oh, well, I don't want to hear anything else from any politician. Let me tell you something. Elon Musk sends you an email or sends you a text message. It's history. Never before in the history of the country has anybody done anything exactly what like Elon is doing or why he's doing it. And if you don't want the text, you can type in the word stop. And by law, Elon Musk and any other politician that's sending you text messages must stop. There's nothing else nefarious they can do with your email and your phone number. If you hit unsubscribe on an email, you never hear from that person again, or you can sue them for millions of dollars and you'll be rich. So, yes, Elon Musk is going to try to communicate with voters in swing states, and I think that's an excellent idea. I think that he's saying things with the largest megaphone ever created that I've been trying to say to people for 20 years, and I'm glad to see that it's finally reaching audiences unlike ever before. I'm hoping that it's not too late. I'm hoping it's not like, hey guys, cigarettes cause cancer, and you know, now everybody knows when we have stage 4 cancer that can't be stopped. You know,
turbo cancer. Yeah.
Well,
not only cigarettes cause cancer, but COVID vaccines cause cancer. Right? We know that.
Well, I think that Elon Musk has the personnel, the money, the brains, the organization needed to really move the needle in the direction that we need. He's made it very clear that he doesn't want to see Republicans just win. He wants to see the Democrats completely crushed. And this is his main thrust. And if you want to see what he's saying on Twitter, you want to go review the type of things he's saying before you sign up with him, before you sign up on a First and Second Amendment. But, you know, I think that right now that all across the listenership for this program, there are hundreds and hundreds of people probably in these swing states that could tie into Elon's communications network at petition.theamericapac.org. And then go and either just tie in themselves and be ready to relay what happens or utilize what he's going to send or get other people into it. He wants 1 million people in these 7 swing states. And I think it's a good play. I've been backing Elon's play ever since he took over Twitter and gave us some relief on free speech. And I believe right now, I don't believe that the race between Trump and Kamala Harris or Democrats or Republicans, I don't think they'd be anywhere close right now if it were not for Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter at this point. There are things that people out there that people know about and are discussing that are in the news.
Turn that around the other way and ask yourself and everyone else rhetorically, who else would be there? What other mechanism could we have? And the answer is basically nothing and no one.
Nothing.
He is filling an enormous gap in American patriotism expression. Not only here, but around the world. It's true.
We were surrounded by 60-foot-high concrete walls, and Elon pushed one of them over a bit.
Yeah, I agree.
Google.
I agree. That means they're
Facebook.
Letting. Remember, that means they. That means some part of they is allowing that to happen. Okay.
Maybe not.
The control
maybe they wanted to try to kill him, and they haven't been able to succeed yet. And maybe they wanted to sack his companies. And you know, one of the first things he did was Twitter. Was he pulled it off of the market? He took Twitter off the stock market and made it private so they couldn't sink it. And they have called him a racist, and they have called him an anti-Semite, and they have called him a sexist, and they have accused him of sexual impropriety and everything that they do, but he's still standing, and he's still going. For how long, I don't know.
I think they are, to a significant degree, fractured. They have fragments. There are various factions involved. I don't think it's a monolith at all. So, yeah, points all taken. Good.
Well, I think they control everything else out there for the most part, except for Twitter and some smaller, on the communication list, some smaller platforms here and there. And I also think that they're sitting at the helm of a big, giant steamroller backed by non-citizen and illegal migrant voters that give them the power to roll right over this. I think there's a chance that even though Kamala Harris's approval and polling numbers, which are bad, by the way, compared to Biden 2020 and Hillary Clinton 2016, Kamala Harris's current real clear average running polling numbers with the popular vote is very low. And there is activity for Trump in the swing states that is really pointing not only to him winning these states by the polls, but gaining on her. Ever since, and if you look at the betting markets on Polymarket, ever since the J.D. Vance, Tim Walz debate, Trump has been moving further and further into the lead. But again, I just have to keep reminding everybody this, that all this could happen. Kamala Harris could have 10% approval, and then she still wins because they're going to tell these illegals and non-citizens that as soon as early voting starts, that they're going to go vote for the Harris-Biden Democrats, or they'll be deported, and they'll lose their FEMA-paid-for cell phone.
Why are we even talking about this, William? How can we talk about non-citizens voting in this country? How can we do that seriously? That's how bad things are now.
Because it's what's happening right now.
I know.
I mean, the Department of Justice, the Biden-Harris DOJ is suing the state of Virginia for removing thousands of non-citizens from the voter rolls.
I know. Don't forget, Obama's behind most of this. He's pulling the strings. Biden isn't pulling any. He's not even pulling his underwear up. The guy's lost. All right, so it's being run. We know that. I think what you're saying, though, is very important, and this is going to be the last election. Now, look back to 2020 and understand that they, even then, can do anything they want. And whatever they did then can be done all that much more easily now, 4 years later. Their control is withering. It's not a monolith. Now, we have to be activated by this, and we have to remember. Don't forget 2020, for God's sakes. Hey, this is a four-year fake administration. And look at the damage we've allowed it to do. And we have. We allowed them to stay in office. There should have been a million people in Washington, D.C. staying there. And in every city, major city in this country, hundreds of thousands of people shutting the nation down until these people were removed. And we could have done it, but we don't have that kind of people here anymore. The under-45s live in a world of addiction to their cell phones and screens. And believe it. And don't forget, the Romans knew bread and circuses. That's what the NBA, MLB, the NFL, that's what all major sports is about. Bread and circuses. Keeping people distracted. All right? So we've got a lot to overcome here.
Well, there's real energy here in North Carolina, swing state North Carolina. There's real energy on the ground. I mean, there's a lot of people who are getting involved, and they're doing, you know, they're following the recommendation we have, which is
sure.
Do Helene more than
got Helene got them certainly awakened to the situation, and they picked up the gauntlet. I agree.
Yeah, but I'm talking about on the campaign and elections. I'm talking about people putting their hands into things.
Total activism across the board. They didn't just stop and start with the relief efforts. I understand. I think it was part of it, though. It's connected.
They're not doing the regular thing that people do. Oh, I always vote, as if that's enough. The people are out there putting up signs. There are people who are manning polls. There are people.
Nice to hear.
7:30 in the morning this morning, all across the state, there's tents going up outside polling places, and Republicans and volunteers are going to these polling stations and setting up voter information stations.
Excellent.
There are people having meetings left and right. There are people out there who are mounting signs and flags on their vehicles and driving around with them. There are people who are seeing other people put out signs or honking and throwing up their thumbs.
Yeah.
And there's a real energy here. I'm reporting right now on October 16th, 2024, at 9:30 p.m. in the evening on the East Coast here. There is real energy on our side.
We need to see that. We need to see that in many more states. I agree. Kelly Nelson, who will be on next hour, voted in Tennessee today. They began their voting. She's already voted.
Well, that brings up something we'll probably want to get into on the other side of the break, which I know is close. This has to be a different election. And if people who listen to what Donald Trump and the RNC and their local candidates are saying, we want Republicans voting early. We want Republicans voting by mail. We don't want you to wait till Election Day. And we'll talk about why that is and why that's a more winning strategy on the other side of the break.
Well, I think the energy aspect you're talking about so eloquently is true. We need that all over the country. And I think in your case, certainly Helene had a factor in that energy awakening. Well, we need it everywhere. And this is good to hear what you're saying. I really, again, I just want to repeat, it may sound trite. I don't think the Democrats deserve to be called Democrats. They're communists now. It's not the same. You think John Kennedy, those were Democrats. These people are not. They're anti-America. They're haters. They're degenerate. It's sickening. And it's a vile situation. That interview with Bret Baier, I have already set up. The news is going up in a half an hour. It's a video from CNN. And he interviews the camel. She thought she was going to have a cakewalk. He actually stood up with a backbone and backed her down. She's a liar. She's a fraud.
He savaged her with the truth.
That's right.
He savaged her with the truth.
He actually stood up as a journalist, and bravo to him for that. I don't see it very often on the mainstream media platform, but he did it. So that'll be up, and you'll be able to see it. Okay, it's break time. And we'll be right back with William in just a few minutes. Hold on. Okay, as most of you know, I have never seen anyone more disgusting, vile, and sick than Timmy Walz. He's despicable. there are now three young men who have come out and have claimed that he sexually assaulted them. We got the third one just now, and I'll play just a little bit of that. This is all, it's early yet. We still have time. This is coming out, though. I don't know who picked Walz for the camel, but it's as if they wanted to make damn sure that she was unelectable. On her own, she's unelectable. But this guy was kind of the finish. Here's a young man speaking up about the vice presidential Democrat candidate.
My name is Matthew Metro. I'm a survivor of sexual assault. Over the past few years, we've seen many powerful men, even many celebrities, being held accountable for their sexual assaults. There's something I'd like to say to each and every survivor of sexual assault. I believe you. The people believe you. I'll now share my story, because this happened to me too. It happened in 1997. I was a student at Mankato West High School in Minnesota. Well, I'm gay, and I realized this when I was 14 years old. I never came out to talk about it. No one knew about it. Not my parents, not my classmates, as things were different back then. In my senior year, I had a lot of problems piled up. My parents were going through a terrible divorce. And you know how it happens. Sometimes all you need is someone to talk to. Well, in my case, it was my teacher, Tim Walz. One day, I approached him and asked him if we could talk. He agreed and asked me to stay after class. After all my classmates had left, just the two of us in the class, I started to vent. I told him about my parents. I told him about the struggles with my classmates. He seemed rather understanding. But then at some point, the conversation got a little weird. I was sitting at my desk, and he was standing there at first. But then
I was sitting at my desk, and he was standing there at first. And just before that, he said, and the situation got a little weird.
Later, he came closer and sat next to me. It was okay, and it seemed right, because I was getting emotional. It was almost as if he wanted to comfort me. Once I was done talking, he gave me this very weird look. And
very weird look.
He said, I know what your real problem is, and you have nothing to be ashamed of. I was confused. Seeing me confused, he said, I know how you feel about men. Because I feel the same way too, and I can help you. He placed his hand on my knee and said, it is okay, don't be afraid. He moved even closer, his hand reaching up, almost touching my couch. I froze at that moment. I couldn't grasp what was happening. Maybe he thought my silence meant I gave him a consent, but I just couldn't move. He unzipped my pants, his hand rubbing my genitals. I couldn't hear what he was saying. He started kissing my neck. I don't know how long it lasted. Maybe 15 seconds. Maybe 5 minutes. I just couldn't tell. I heard someone running down the hallway. Finally, I felt I could move. So I backed off and I ran away. I left my stuff at school. I've never told anyone about this. Not to my parents. Not even to my school counselor. I was too afraid it was going to ruin my life. Who was going to believe me? I kept telling myself. After all, I was the only black guy in my class. Why do I come for it now? Because Tim Walz visited Mankato West High 3 days ago. It made me feel as if this happened just yesterday. I also read about other sexual assault survivors planning to come forward. This gave me an odd kind of relief because I always blame myself for what happened. But then when I heard there was someone else, I felt horrified. Maybe if I'd come forward some 27 years ago, I could have prevented some other assaults.
Okay, that's it. And just to give you an idea, he's one of three, I believe, now out there. So Waltz is scum of the earth. So is the camel. These are dirt. They're not politicians. They're not Americans. They're defective, mentally ill criminals. End of story. And that young man, 27 years ago, you can understand. He had no, he couldn't move. He was frozen. And it's a very interesting description of that kind of horrible sexual assault from a teacher onto a student. Go ahead, William.
Well, that's pretty wild. I mean, even Snopes admits that, you know, Tim Walz was the faculty advisor to a gay straight alliance club founded in 1999. So
yeah,
I guess
yeah.
He was interested
timing
in
this, right.
Advising
yeah.
and being an alliance there. But that's just pretty powerful stuff. I mean, that's pretty wild. I know that if he was a Republican, it'd be on CNN by now. So
you got it. Yeah, you know. There's three young men. I've seen two. I heard there's another. But people are coming for it. These perverts, they prey on children. He didn't just go after this guy and one other, wherever that was. These are career pedophile perverts. They prey on human beings. That's
well,
what we're
most,
up against here. Go ahead.
They're most controllable politicians. I mean, you know, that's we've talked about it before. I mean,
that's right.
Epstein
that's
Island. Right. Well, one of the things, though, Jeff, is a lot of people out there need to understand there is an entirely different strategy at play in 2024 with these elections that's different than anything Republicans have done before. Now, Democrats have done this before. Democrats have always been bigger on getting out the vote, or what we call in campaign slang, GOTV, get out the vote, because Democrat constituencies are more transportable and more transient and more likely to be distracted and disengaged. So on the campuses, you know, it used to be my job long ago, the vans roll, the activists roll, they bus them in. They go through the minority neighborhoods with vans and hearses and limousines and the preachers and the church vans and the funeral home limousines are rolling, all fed that soft money to the Democratic Party to mobilize and get out their vote. Republicans don't do this type of thing because, for the most part, Republican constituencies are not as, you know, malleable or transportable or influenceable by those type of things. But in 2020, the Democrats took the new laws under the pandemic or everything that was going on with things, and they got their people out, and even their fake votes and everything. You know, I'm not going to get into that. But the Democrats started voting people in a smart way that Republicans are trying to imitate in our own type of way this season. And the reason that I'm going to vote when the polls open at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, October 17th, 2024, the first thing, the reason I'm going to vote is because I can't wait to vote against these evil, corrupt Democrats. I want to go cast my ballot against them at the earliest opportunity. Secondly, I want to lead by example. I want to be able to walk around in my personal life and on shows like this and communicate to the Alipac email list that I have already voted, and I encourage everyone that feels like I do about illegal immigration and socialist and communist and pedophile sneaks, you know, to go ahead and vote now, because there are two main objectives that are happening here. First of all, yeah, maybe you always vote, and maybe you never miss a vote. Maybe if you ever did miss a vote, you'd still say you voted. Maybe if you did get miss a vote one year, maybe you wouldn't tell people about it. You'd still say, hey, you know, I always vote, because what happens? Life happens. Kids get sick. Pets get sick. Livestock get sick. Cars break down. You know, mowers break down. A million different things can happen to a person on election day that understandably could distract or delay or prevent you from voting. It happens. It happens a lot. In fact, in a big world of millions and millions of voters, you can count that on election day, some serious stuff that gets in the way is going to happen to a certain percentage of people. So by voting early, there is zero chance that anything is going to get in your way or distract you or prevent you from voting on election day. Number two, when I cast my ballot at 8 o'clock in the morning, it may take a few hours or days before that data reaches the RNC and the Trump campaign and the other statewide campaigns and Elon Musk's voter operation and Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA's, all the different conservative get-out-the-vote people out there are going to see that William Geen doesn't need a text or a call or an expensive piece of direct mail. William Geen's already voted. So let's take the limited time and money and resources that we have, and let's focus on the Republicans and the conservative independents who have not voted yet. And so to fight smart, like the Democrats do, you vote your people early. You get your easiest, most receptive people who are with you, who are listening to you. You know, and I'm looking at the thing right here. I mean, you know, if you're a Trump person, it's right here. It's like, here. Trump Vance, Make America Great Again, 2024. Vote before Election Day. This is, I'm reading off of a direct mail piece that was in the Allipack P.O. box here in Raleigh today. Vote early in person. Visit TrumpVote24.com/NC voting locations to find your county's early voting locations and vote in person from October 17th through November 2. Vote by mail. Deadlines, October 29th. Try to send in your absentee ballot request before by October 22nd to ensure it is received. Election Day is November 5. So the strategy is for you to vote, and when you vote, or you get your neighbor to vote, or you engage in enhancing or making your vote stronger by getting other people, an old buddy from high school or college who doesn't really care, who you can take out to coffee and drop by the early voting place and get him to, you know, not be such a Gen X slacker like he always was. Whatever it takes, you can engage in it and you can get it done and you can start putting those votes through the hoop, because this is what Democrats do. So Democrats, they're going to have paid armies of college kids and trans kids all running around out there doing this type of thing. And it's not the norm for Republicans. It is to be determined, TBT, if Republican voting culture of Election Day voting can be significantly impacted by requests like the one that I'm making now. But if they do it, if they turn it out, it'll be the first time Republicans have really done it on any type of scale. And, you know, it's the best, it's the most likely strategy to lead to success in the 2024 elections. So
we may, yeah, we may be looking at the most, I think, arguably, activist moment in modern Republican Party history, which I'm watching carefully. I hope that's the case. And I don't like labels. I'd call Republicans patriots. That's what I'd do. And I'd call the Democrats communists. That's what we're up against here, keeping it simple. But the Republicans have got to become true activists. And you can't do it by just spending money. You've got to have people who are emotionally committed to what we have in this country, so it isn't all taken away forever. And, you know, good on Musk. It's amazing we even have a petition directed towards such a situation. When you think about it, the Constitution
That petition link is easy to remember. Anybody has a smartphone, which everybody does. You can pull it out. You can be sitting there talking to a neighbor and say, hey, check this out. Or can I see your phone? Here's my phone, or can I see your phone? Petition.theamericapac.org. Hey, sign this. That's the most important thing. If you're in the 7 swing states, try to get people to sign it. If you can put in my email, BillGeen@AOL.com. I have this vision of a very happy Christmas where I get a Christmas bonus from Elon Musk, from all the people that put BillGeen@AOL.com as their referral email. And Elon Musk writes me a big check. Maybe he even notices me and says, hey, who is this guy, William Geen in North Carolina, that got like 3,000 people or something to use his email? I'd be like, Elon, I'm so glad you finally noticed me. Could you please lift the restrictions off my @AllyPack Twitter account that prevents me from being able to communicate with you and anybody else?
All right, so let's go through this in slow motion. You go to the Elon Musk petition. take it from there, just real slow, so everybody gets it. It's not hard.
Petition.theamericapac.org. And I believe anybody can fill it out, but they especially want people in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, and North Carolina. You put in your first and last name, your email address, your cell number, and your mailing address. And it's important. It'll show you standardized mailing address. It has every mailing address in the country built into the system. So yours will start to show up. But you want to make sure that it's the one that corresponds with your voter registration. And then there's this other question that says, did someone refer you email or cell number? And if you put in B-I-L-L-G-H-E-E-N at AOL.com, yeah, that's how old I am, and hit sign petition, I should be getting 47 smackers from Mr. SpaceX himself, which I will put towards the emergency debt I racked up on the emergency supplies and maybe throw the rest of it into a Christmas fund or my pathetic Roth IRA. But, you know, the most important thing is to get people in these swing states on it, because after October 21st, which is the deadline, actually, I spoke to an old friend who's in one of the disaster counties who also just lost his job. And I said, well, if I didn't have a job and I'm here in swing state North Carolina, I'd be bopping on down the neighborhood at the mall, at early voting places with my phone saying, hey, will you sign Elon Musk's, you know, petition and put my cell or whatever in it? Because if you were unemployed, you could pretty much earn a living for the next 5 days registering, what, five people a day?
Oh, easy? Yeah. Oh, easy. Sure.
And if I was still
give us the URL again. This is Musk's petition to preserve the First and Second Amendment. Go to
petition.theamericapac.org.
Right,
and if I was a college student, if I was still a college student, oh my gosh, I'd be all over this.
Okay, give it again one more time. Petition, go ahead.
TheAmericaPact.org.
TheAmericaPact.org. I'm putting this in the headline of the story too. So
awesome.
Petition.TheAmericaPact.org.
Pack.
All right.
It's petition dot theamericapac.org.
Got it. Go to petitiontheamerica.org, put Bill Geen at AOL.com in the petition referral space. Is that the correct space?
That's the correct space. And please don't spam my email, because I've had that email since 1993.
I got it.
And I believe that when you and I first communicated sometime around the year 99-2000, Jeff, that's the channel that we use there. I hate to put the back channel out in the open.
It's okay. Nobody's going to no one will abuse it from here, and if anybody does,
well, desperate times. You know, this is it. You know, this is time to take some risks, to put yourself out there, to put some skin in the game.
Right.
You know, to do this, but that's not all we're doing here at Alipac. I mean, I'm not going to give the whole beans, but by next show, I've got some stuff that's going to be Alipac's final push strategically against non-citizen and illegal migrant voters. We have a plan. We're not sure how much we're going to be able to do with it, but we have a plan, and we're working on it, and we're going to unveil it on Monday, how much we're going to be able to do, how many people we're going to be able to reach, how much impact we're going to have is based on the fundraising at alipac.us. And by next Wednesday night, I should be able to come onto your program and discuss in detail what we're going to be doing in the final moments running up to the 2024 elections, because we have been fighting this non-citizen voter thing for many years, and we've made it our central focus of 2024. You're seeing so many other people who are talking about it. Now, I mean, we've helped to get the cats out of the bag, and there's things that we may be able to do collectively by working together to mitigate non-citizen voters. Still, there's some things that we have in mind that we believe have a chance of mitigating some of the non-citizen voters the Democrats plan to field into this election. With the first day of voting starting in, I guess, Tennessee already, but in North Carolina tomorrow, those non-citizen votes, they're going to start moving those ballots. So my hope is to launch that on the 21st and to beat that drum for, well, not 3 weeks, but two weeks and 2 days, 12 business days. We have a plan to push back against non-citizen voters from Alipac. And also, if we can afford it, we also have a plan to try to help conservatives in the disaster impact areas in swing states of North Carolina and Georgia find their early voting places and get out and be able to vote. And because their voices, those people in the disaster areas, really need to be heard this year.
And non-citizen voters are completely unconstitutional. I would call them criminal invaders. Come on, they're invaders of this country. They shouldn't even be discussed as being able to vote. This is all communism at work, all of it. Don't forget that. It's very serious times. Communists have been in this country since, the 1920s, even before that, especially in the FDR administration, and boy, are they here now. They've taken over so many judge positions and the court system in this country. It's like a cancer. And if we don't wake up, we're dead.
Thank you, Jeff. See you next Wednesday.
William, take care. Be safe. And I want to say this real quick. Let's do that. Everybody, sign that petition. Don't worry about, I don't want to put my name on anything. Sign the petition and name William, okay, as the referral on that petition. He'll get $47. It's like you're contributing right now $47 to Alipac at no cost to yourself. You'll never see an opportunity like this again. Just go to petition.theamericapac.org. I'll put it up in the headlines as well, right near the top. All right,
thanks,
William.
Take care.
Yeah, bye. Okay, just think about that. You're able to donate $47 without doing anything. Not a penny out of your pocket. Okay, back in a minute. Hold on.